Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What else is going on?
Time for What's Happening.
One in three LA County residents have been infected with the COVID, according to new estimates by county scientists. I don't know how much I'm all in on the county scientists. It was based on their scientific modeling.
Oh, boy. Great. But they obviously the cumulative number of coronavirus cases that have been confirmed by testing is well below that. They're saying that the actual number would be much higher than that. So it would be about, more than $3 million of the 10 million people who live in LA County have been infected. That seems low to me. For a couple of reasons. Number one, obviously, they say that testing only captures a certain percentage of those who are infected because many with the virus don't show symptoms or suffer only mild symptoms. It says many with the virus don't show. Back in June and July, we were figuring out that as many as 80% of the people who were testing didn't have symptoms. Tested positive didn't have symptoms. So that number could be even higher than the 3 million.
Right. A Good Samaritan came to the rescue of a couple LAPD officers last night in Westchester. They were called to the scene because there were reports of a guy allegedly exposing himself to children, threatening neighbors, and the officers were pummeled by the suspect. He was swinging a chain with a padlock on the end of it.
Good Lord.
And they're struggling to detain him when a Good Samaritan steps in and was able to help them get this guy to the ground.
I think we all like to hope we would be gutsy enough to jump in there and
I would
do something.
Not. I would make matters worse, probably.
Would you scream from the sidewalk?
What would that
How
do?
Would you make matters worse?
I can't, if I got involved in a physical altercation, what am I going to do that the officers aren't able to do?
Sometimes all you need to do is just distract the guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like,
flash him?
Or whatever.
That's what you just did. That's the motion you just did.
No, I was just throwing my hands up. Like, just to be a distraction.
I would flash for justice.
Delta is not going to allow anybody headed to Washington, D.C. to check firearms ahead of the inauguration. But you have to be going to D.C. This policy starts this weekend, will run through next week. They say, of course, law enforcement authorized to carry firearms will be exempt. The FAA says it's taking a zero-tolerance policy for travelers who are unruly or interfere with flight crew duties. You could suffer a fine of up to $35,000.
American says it will suspend alcohol sales for D.C. flights. Delta has put 880 people on its no-fly list for not complying with its mask requirements.
Yikes. This story, the Secret Service was reportedly banned from using the potties in Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump's house. According to the Washington Post, and again, trust it if you want.
They have six bathrooms.
Six?
Six bathrooms.
The men and women who are assigned to keep Ivanka and Dimples and their kids safe.
We're instructed not to use any of the half dozen bathrooms inside the couple's house.
They spent months searching for reliable restrooms to use while on the job. Quoting one law enforcement official, the Washington Post article says, it's the first time I've ever heard of a Secret Service detail having to go to these extremes to find a bathroom. Secret Service members in their detail who were desperate resorted to a porta potty as well as bathrooms at the homes of Barack Obama and Vice President Mike Pence, who apparently live relatively close by.
Which is why, and the first time we saw this alert, we thought of The Help, the movie, and that's why The Help is trending right now.
Siegfried Fischbacher has died in Las Vegas. Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy. Of course, Roy died last year. because of COVID. Siegfried died yesterday in Vegas because of a long-time battle with pancreatic cancer. So,
and yes, the two were former lovers.
Former lovers.
Mickey Mantle baseball card has shattered a record. It sold for $5.2 million. I don't understand this. I don't understand baseball cards and the amount of money that they get.
That's the one aspect of baseball I never really got into.
Yeah.
I like them. I like baseball cards. I like classic baseball cards.
And trading them and stuff like that. But I
never did that. I never had. Michelle gave me a handful of baseball cards of players that I liked. She had a bunch of Cal Ripken Jr. cards that she gave me. But I'm not going to sell them on the market for.
My dad is. What year is it?
It is 2021.
He's in his 70s. He's still mad at his mother, who has since left this mortal coil, obviously, for throwing out his baseball cards.
Well, if your dad's 70, he's probably got some classics.
He probably had that Mickey Mantle card.
Taco Bell's going to put potatoes back on the menu. Taco Bell says its cheesy fiesta potatoes and the spicy potato soft tacos will be back permanently starting in March. So if you were a potato fiend going to Taco Bell, first of all, stop it.
Who goes to Taco Bell for potatoes?
I don't know.
My sister-in-law, who is a vegetarian, and I'm like, you do know that that's cooked on the same thing.
Oh, totally.
Meat.
Yeah.
Is she a vegetarian for health reasons or for Deborah Mark reasons?
Deborah Mark reasons. Yeah.
Did you guys see that there is everybody's heard of dryuary? Everybody takes a dry January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a new one I saw called Veganuary.
You can go home now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.